Look at Andre.
He's like, what do I do? And of course, he brings out a potato.
Oh my God, he really is.
Of course, he pulls out a potato. Desserts are definitely not in my wheelhouse, but I have a few dishes in my top pocket. I'm on brand here. I'm turning a savoury gnocchi dish into a dessert gnocchi dish. The sweet gnocchi dish is a foundation of Northern Italy. And growing up, my nonna would make a beautiful sweet gnocchi where she would fill it with all sorts of jam and prunes and then fry it in cinnamon sugar. So we were brought up with eating gnocchi for main, using the leftover, and gnocchi for dessert.
Got to sell this dish to the judges. That might be the hard bit. Might be another history lesson in Northern Italian cookery today. Today I've made an amaro goo with sweet gnocchi, cinnamon sugar, and an almond ice cream.
Andre, like, very, very out there idea. The question with this type of cooking is just, did you pull it off? I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Oh, man.
I could finish that whole bowl purely off textures. Chew from the gnocchi. They've got just the slightest bit more bite about them. And then the goo. The goo for me happens when you get that reaction between ice cream and caramel. But when it hits that cold ice cream, it just tightens up ever so slightly and gives a little chew about it as well. So you've outdone yourself.
Andre, I love the gnocchi. That little bit of crust and caramelization from the butter and the cinnamon sugar. Love the amaro caramel. It's just got that really lovely hint of bitterness. Delicious. And just so unique. So uniquely you.
I'm feeling really good. My nonna was a huge inspiration for my cooking. And all I really want to do is put up good food and make her proud.
The guys are working really hard on the main.
I would say that is nice.
There's a masterclass going on out there in dough for the gnocchi.
You got a nice silky action.
Yeah, it's like watching Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore in Ghost, I think, out there.
And then what we're going to do is just lightly roll it out.
Okay? Sausages.
And then just get the right sizes, right? Like that.
Okay.
All right? Yeah. And then do this. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Roll it on the cut side.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Right? Now, just light fingers.
Love your work, mate.
Yeah.
Bo now has the certificate of gnocchi making.
Yep. Yeah, beautiful.
And now he has to replicate that a million more times in the next hour.
Who's excited for some gnocchi?
A machine. Look at him.
Coming, ready?
Andre's got like 5 pans of gnocchi going. He's flipping, man. He's like arms everywhere. He's honestly, I've just never seen anything like it. This is so amazing to watch firsthand. Woo! There's gnocchi for days here.
And 2, just for 1.
Thank you, sir.
No worries.
So, we'll start with the savoury. Orange Team's gnocchi porcini bolognese. I think it looks great.
It does.
Super generous portion.
Yeah, it looks so hearty.
Super, and that glistening, like, lick of oil around the outside. Yeah. I'm in. Shout out to the self-proclaimed doughboys over there. Gnocchi for the masses in 4 hours. That's just stupidity.
Yeah.
And only Andre would probably put his hand up to go, yeah, let's do this.
There's a fine line between madness and genius.
Yeah. And he has come up with these beautiful, light, plump pillows of gnocchi. It catches all of that beautiful ragu, and that's what you want. I really love that fatty richness of the ragu. It just made me want to be, like, round a fire eating this bowl of food.
I could not believe that they not only made gnocchi, but they also bothered to push them onto the paddle and get those lovely ridges was just going the extra mile. They have been worth it because they obviously catch more of that sauce.
So he looked extremely attractive. In fact, he's
It looked like it's perfection.
I'm very passionate about my culture. So today my strategy is we're doing a Northern Italian contemporary dish. So I'm doing buttermilk ricotta gnocchi in a white soy and cucumber consomme with some borage oil. And what you're finding in the fine restaurants of Italy is that they're using influence from Japanese ingredients.
Andre, what do you do, Andre? Why?
To step out of the traditional cliche, let's call it.
I don't understand this, a lot of this dish. Please, I got. Make him stop, please.
No red, no basil.
I just need the 2 minutes to stop.
This is a refined contemporary dish.
Andre, what have you made?
So I've made a buttermilk ricotta gnocchi with a charred cucumber consomme and some borage oil.
All right, then we try, huh?
André, honestly, this is superb. What I like very much is the cucumber charred into this gentle, well-seasoned broth. And then the way you've managed to introduce such a delicate flavor, borage. Who would have used borage and cucumber on a day like today? Where's the tomatoes? You've done an accomplished, not just in the look, the presentations, the portions, seasoning is perfect.
So well executed. The gnocchi were exceptional. Like, so light. Just had enough body to, like, carry this, like, beautiful, salty, like, umami broth as well. It was delicious.
Fantastic! Yeah!